WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear. Hey everybody, want to welcome you to Sunday Evening Shout, gospel music in the basement with Javon, and tonight with Therese. It's been a long time since I've done a show, a gospel music show. And one thing I've always said with doing this show, doing gospel music, my first disclaimer is always that I am not by any means a minister, a pastor, or even a religious person, but I am a spiritual person, and I am a child of God, and I love Jesus, and music soothes my soul, my spirit. And there's been so much, obviously, going on with this virus, and, I felt like, and I've been talking about starting this up again. For those of you who may not be aware, I had been doing a gospel show for a couple of years, and then I was in an accident, a pretty serious car accident, and I had a traumatic brain injury, and I stopped doing the gospel show, and because it was difficult to do. Just to manage doing anything outside of what I normally do. But I started doing my Saturday show again because my dear friend Therese agreed to do it with me. And because she has been doing it with me, we've been doing the Saturday show, Brunch in the Basement, with Javon and Therese now. We've been doing that every Saturday. And it's been great. And I've been saying it's time for me to start doing the gospel show again. But, I've been a little slow. But now, I feel like I'm called to do it because my spirit is calling me to do it. I know that there are people that are feeling anxious because of this virus. I know that I'm not the only one who's concerned about not only the state of my family, my community, my own personal life, the mortality of my friends, but I'm concerned about not only this country, but I'm concerned about the world. And I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one. And I find myself, honestly, I find myself crying because I care. And I am inspired and motivated knowing that this is a great time to just stop. Just stop to take a look at where I am, where I've come from, all that I've been through, and thank God that I've made it this far. I thank God. Past year, I've suffered serious losses, personal losses. My cousin passed away We were babies together, thrown in the bathtub together, grew up together. We mourned together. And she died. I lost my father in July. Heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. And I'm still here. I'm still here. And thousands of people are dying every day. More than normal. I mean, thousands more than normal. And in this country, it's being said, and for good reason, that most of these deaths were unnecessary. I can say that the leadership in the flesh has been weak. But I believe that God has an unwavering hand. I believe that. I know that there are angels watching over me, guiding me, keeping me safe. And I'm not special, no more special than you are. And there are angels watching over you. Just sit still. Listen. Allow yourself to be guided by that inner voice. That inner voice is the God in you, guiding you. And it may be sit still, stay in the house. Wash your hands again. Just sit still. Call your mother, call your friends, call your family. Something told you to not do X, Y, and Z, then don't do it. You know? There are angels. And the angels are telling me right now to play a little music. And I thank God for the music. I thank God for the music.
They camp all around me, so I have no fear. They tell me he left me, whisper in my ear. It means the world to me to have them near here. These are my angels of me.
every day, thinking what I'm gonna pay with the money I made. Thinking what I'm gonna say when the wife asks me where the money we save. Using loot from the gas bill to pay the rent. More loot from the light bill I spent. Don't wanna get the phone cause it just keep ringing, ringing. A lot of things through the mail got me thinking I can make it if I use more debt. Hit a refi on the crib but the loan man keeps saying not yet. I rob Pete and make a deal with Paul. I'm praying that pink slip don't fall.
You're listening to WJBR Internet Radio. This is Sunday evening shout gospel music in the basement with Javon and Therese. And, you know, that song was on point right there. There's no reason to be afraid, especially if you got a praying spirit, right? You got, you know? So I'm feeling like this. I'm feeling like my emotions are all over the place, to be honest. And so the music will probably be all over the place. But, and before I do anything else, let me just give a shout out to Miss Cheryl Barclay, who I see, you know, checked in, and Josephine LaChica, and just Nathan James, Rochelle, Rachel, Loretta. What's up? You know, we can't do a Sunday evening shout without Loretta. Lisa Barclay, listen, that's my cousin. She sent a great video. If you're a friend of mine on Facebook, on my Facebook page, check out Rita Wilson, Tom Hanks' wife, who we are keeping in prayer because we know that they have tested positive for this virus. But she definitely is keeping up her spirits, which is a good everything. So check out the video. That was a great one. And Miss Patricia Porter, P Boogie, I like to call her, Estrella, and Kiana, and JV Harris is also another Javon. I don't know why you would take a beautiful name like Javon and just make it JV, but you know what? That's all right. You know, we are the Javons of the world and we are special. CT Thomas and Pat McCombs, Cher. And hey to you and to everybody. Let me make sure I didn't forget anybody, didn't miss anybody. Yeah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I'm going to bring it down just a little bit, I think. And somebody might need this in their spirit. And so I just want, you know, when I just want to say this, when we speak, right, when we say things, and I say things in jest because for those of you who don't know it, I think I might want to become a comedian. I think I'm funny. So I might want to become a comedian. Some people think I'm funny. Some people do not. And that's cool. So I'll make some jokes, you know. I say things in jest, and we all say things in jest. But just know that when you say things, serious things, your words have power. Your words have power. So speak life into the things that you want. And now is a great time. While we are in isolation, everything has slowed down. We have an opportunity to think about that book that we always wanted to write. This might be a good time to start writing it. My pastor, Kevin E. Taylor, was talking about that this morning. You know, he was saying that this may be the time for us to stop and start manifesting those things that we are. You want to write a book? Start writing. You want to write music? You want to learn something? You can learn anything on the internet now, right? Now's the time. You wanted to clean out that closet? Go clean that closet out. You wanted to write a business proposal? You've been meaning to get in touch with that old friend. The things that you have said, now is the time to start manifesting them. I know I'm working on a couple of things, and you know, your words have power. So let's play a little Karen Clark Sheard and Donald Lawrence. They agree with me and Pastor that the words have power. There's power in what you speak. They agree.
Oh, all right, company, we're gonna set this one up for Karen. Y'all ready? Put your hands together. Come on. Ah. Speak about your words. Power of life and death is in your words. Your words create your reality. Come on, y'all. Tell the story. Speak it.
Power.
yes. And you know what's funny? As we, as I am listening and as I'm playing music, the devil is busy. And guess what? You know, because you can't just play any kind of music, but I am determined to play this music. And I have permission. I have license to play this music. I pay to play this music for you. So, you know, the Facebook people, I got to let them know that we have permission. We have license to bless his holy name. And that's what we going to do. Okay? We have license. Can't stop this. You can't stop this.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Go right there. Amen and amen.
Sometimes I'm cold. Sometimes I'm hot. Sometimes I'm prayerful. Other times I'm. Sometimes I feel like. Sometimes my face feels used. Every time I get in a bind, I know you're there. I send up this real simple prayer. Rebuild me. Rebuild me. Rebuild me. Gonna make mistakes and have have a price to pay. But I ain't never seen a perfect man. Just people saved by grace. You never make everybody happy. God in heaven has the last say. Bruises and blemishes everywhere. Just remember this through the prayers and rebuild me. Rebuild me. Said rebuild me. Don't forget. Just rebuild me. For the broken, rebuild me. For the damaged, rebuild me. For the bruised. For the hurt, rebuild me. Everybody say rebuild me. From your heart say rebuild me. From your soul rebuild me. I know can rebuild, say rebuild me. For the damage, rebuild.
There aren't even words to describe just how great you are. In all your majesty, you continually provide for me. There just isn't anything that you can't do. Lord, I've seen your work before, so I'll trust you all the more, because you are
the sovereign God.
Sovereign God, and you're bigger than all.
Bigger than all my problems.
Every.
And every situation.
There is
nothing hard
for the sovereign
God.
A wave of your hand can command the seas to hold their peace. If you can handle the seas, then I know that you can deal with all my needs. So I will put every situation into your capable hands.
because you are
the sovereign God.
You're bigger than all.
You're bigger than all my problems.
In every situation.
There is nothing
to hide for the sovereign
God.
Wow.
Hey, Therese. How you doing, darling?
Oh, man. This is like just what we needed.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. Exactly, man. This is it. As a matter of fact, that song saw me through one of the most difficult times that I've ever had when my niece passed away. I would play that song between that and a song that Robin S. sent me, a song that she did that I'll play because, you know, that's another one that's just dope like that. But, you know, it's so funny. Like I was saying, I don't know whether or not you caught it, but Facebook is trying to, like, say, oh, no, you know, this recording is going to be muted and whatnot, but I have licensing, so I'm trying to dispute it as I'm doing it. But you know what? I'll deal with them later.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
I will. Yeah, they will figure it out. I have license to broadcast this music, so we have. License, excuse me, to broadcast this music. Let's be clear here. So, yeah.
Oh, and who's going to get your checks?
We check one, check two. Let me be specific here. And everyone has license to hear and to praise and to worship and to be made to feel whole again, to get some, wait a minute. This is just a moment in time. And for those of us who believe in a sovereign God, a sovereign being, whether it be that you believe that sovereign God, that sovereign being lives outside of you, I personally believe that that sovereign God is inside of each and every one of us.
Amen.
It's the very life that we breathe, and collectively, we are bigger than any one situation, any one problem, collectively. And that's the thing. That's the piece right there. It takes all of us together to conquer anything, And I just wanted to remind people that, we are not alone. And some people are sitting home alone, stuck in maybe a small apartment, afraid to go out because of what's going on the outside. This is anxiety provoking.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to remember whose you are. And anybody who is on the Sunday evening shout gospel music in the basement page, because that page is. I've neglected it, quite frankly, because I wasn't doing the show. I wasn't doing the gospel show for a minute. Please understand again, like I said at the top of the show, I was in a car accident. I had a traumatic brain injury, and I was not able at that time to do any kind of show. It just takes a lot to do all of this technologically. You may also know that I had a show, Brunch in the Basement, that I was doing quote unquote secular music. I was doing just all kinds of music in the basement show. And I had stopped doing that also. And then my friend here, who you are now seeing live, Therese, kind of pulled me out and agreed to do that show with me. And we've been doing it, and I've been healing, and thank you so much, Therese. And Therese is here with me tonight all the time. And, it's really, I want to shout you out, in front of everybody and let everybody know that if it had not been that God sent you my way, I wouldn't be back in the basement doing this, because, quite frankly, it was intimidating to me. And I wasn't ready to do it alone. And, God works in mysterious ways. That show is so much better now than it ever was. I enjoy it a heck of a lot more.
Well, I'm happy that you are back healthy. And even though you may not be 100%, that you are well on your way, my friend. And you were so necessary, and we just could not let this piece and what you do in the world go by the wayside. And whatever part I played in it, I'm happy that we're here.
Yes, yes.
You're healing.
Yes, because, and healing is what the world needs right now. It's not just me. It's the world, And shout out to my friend Erica Smith. Who was watching? I don't know if you're still watching, Erica, on Facebook, on my Facebook page. But what's up, girl? I miss you. It's my homie right there. And Patricia Porter says hello to you. That's P Boogie.
P Boogie, aka P Boogie.
Loretta Fuller is sending us all these hearts.
That's Coach Queen.
The Coach Queen. And she said thanks for that. You know what? Loretta used to watch and listen, rather, because I never did live videos with the gospel show. I just, never thought it was really about me, and it's still not about me. It's really about praising God and about the music and the message. But Loretta was always there, you know, every single Sunday, man. And then she would double down on Saturdays as well. And you know what, Loretta, I love you to pieces.
She's a good, good spirit. She's a beautiful spirit.
Beautiful spirit. And I'm waiting for a picture of you in that hat. We sent you to brunch in the basement with Javon and Teresa. She probably like, I am not putting that thing on. Thank you so much. But yo, you know, we got to advertise it, you know. But that reminds me, I need to get some t-shirts made and more stuff like that. And P Boogie says, speak it into existence. And she's here for both of us, and we are here for you. And thank you so much. We appreciate your support. And yes, God has us covered. He is a healer, and He does keep us covered, you know. And again, this is the time to start manifesting all those things, everything that you've been speaking about in the past, anything that you want, that you thought you might want to start, and you've been thinking about it and talking about it. Well, now's the time to do it, because what else do you have to do? You're sitting in, we're on lockdown. So start writing the proposal. Start writing the first page of that book.
Right.
You want to learn how to play an instrument? Go out, purchase the instrument, clean it with some alcohol and stuff. Wear gloves when you go out. Wash your hands when you come back. And, you know, go to YouTube, Guitar Lessons for Dummies 101.
Hey.
Start strumming, girl. Strum. Boy, get it done. Get it done.
Strum your pain with your fingers.
You know what I'm saying? Anything that you want to do, now is the time. You wanted to learn. You know what I'm going to do? I am going to purchase some fish, and then I'm going to Google how to cook it.
See? Cooking lessons.
Cooking lessons.
And there are many on YouTube. Many.
There's a lot of things. There's a lot. And I'm always talking about what I'm going to do creatively. First thing I did was, we have a spare bedroom where I throw a lot of crap. You know, I just, it's my furniture, and I just have a lot of stuff in there. And I keep the door closed because I don't want to hear nothing, right? I actually cleaned up that room. Well, most of it. But I started.
See?
Full disclosure. You know, it's just, I got time now. I took a nap today, for crying out loud. These are things that can get done. You know, get her done. So, with that being said, there's nothing that we can't do when we have breath, we have life, we can move, we can get things done. So there's just no reason not to get things done. This is a great time to start. It's a great time to start. And I guess right now what I'll do is play a little bit more music, because that was the point, wasn't it? To do a little gospel music. And one of my mother's favorite gospel songs I'm going to play. But I think I want to play it this way. And I want to play a little drop from the artist who happens to be your wife.
Yeah.
I mean, this is my mother's. I should have let my mother know, actually, that we were going to do this, but I'll tell her later. You know, but she loves this particular song by your wife, and so we'll play it.
You are now at Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese, where sensory stimulation is always on the menu.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Red.
WABR in the basement with Javon and Therese. So we have a lot of messages here. So I just want to read them just so that our viewers on Facebook know that I am paying attention. And to Mother Betty, let me say good evening to you. I hope you are keeping yourself very, very safe. So P Boogie said, turn it up and show them what you're working with and on whose behalf. You got that right. You got that right. And Henny Miller says, go ahead, sister. Don't mess with my family. Do good. Do the good thing or the right thing for the children. And we're going to speak everything that we want, need, and intend to do into existence, P Boogie. And let's see. Loretta says that the hat that I sent her is too small for her head. Okay.
Big head.
You know, Therese and I are into giving people nicknames now. You might not have want to said that. Oh God. Oh, you gotta crack it up. You gotta crack it up. And Loretta also wants to know what kind of fish. I'm thinking some salmon. I don't know whether it's fried, baked, or stewed, to be honest. It's probably baked. But I'm thinking maybe some pan seared. I don't know. You know, I start a fire every time I try to cook anything. So don't ask me. I don't know. That's what I'm gonna do. Look, I'll let you know once it's done. Hey, Sonia Moore. She's like, exactly, Loretta. What kind of fish? Because they have heard the stories. And Henny says that she needs to finish paperwork for approval to obtain real estate. Get it done right. And that's it, girl. That's what I'm talking about. If you want to get your real estate license, this is the time. What else are you doing? If you're not able to go to your work, or if you're on some shortened shift or have to work from home, you know, take a few minutes on your lunch break or whatever it is and fill out the paperwork. Order what you need to order online to get your stuff done. You know, let's start getting it done. Mail it out. Do whatever it do. Make it do what it do. You know.
Is the post office open?
I believe the post office is open. I believe it is.
Okay.
Right?
I didn't see them on the list. I was just making sure.
I'm not sure 100%, but you know, we have ways of getting things to where they need to be now, and. I think it's open. I got some mail the other day. I ain't paying no bills, but yeah. So so yeah. So but this is the time. Now is the time to be bold and courageous. Look, they say most of us are going to get this thing. So let's go out boldly. You know. Let's stay safe, but start working on something, you know? What's there to be afraid of? Loretta said, Mo Love, as she's listening to Jesus is Love by your wife, the Monifa. Henny said, I love this song. To love one another, yes. Yaya says that's her favorite song, and thank you, she needed that.
That's the Harlem Boys Choir in that backup there.
Really, really?
Yeah.
The Harlem Boys Choir. Wow. Hey, Sonora Bonner says, hey, y'all, and yes, Mo, and Pops is watching us both while he's listening to DJ Nice. DJ Nice.
DJ Nice, yes.
Has been rocking consistently and persistently on Instagram, y'all. If y'all want some R&B type stuff, house music, whatever he's doing, he's rocking it on Instagram, keeping the party going. It's a quarantine party. So you could definitely, you know, go do that. You know, I support everybody doing their thing to keep spirits lifted. And that's what he's up to, you know. So everybody, you know, support everybody. And I'm just going to keep a little gospel music going right now because that's what my spirit is calling for. And maybe that's what your spirit is calling for too, right? So here's a young lady by the name of Jessica Reedy. This sister, man, she could sing. And this particular song I really dig. And I believe it's true for me, and I believe it's true for everyone within the sound of my voice.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Me. He's been good to me.
Yeah, let me just tell you something. Let me just tell you something.
What does the cross?
God is good all the time. All the time.
It's more than songs we sing. Much more than that emblem of your cheek. But it means I'm free from the chains of slavery, and the blood it shed won't let my sins remain. Oh my, upon the cross my Savior died, the Lamb was crucified. Showed us love that this world had never known. Oh, what love divine, so divine, to a love you never, so that we might live. Love came and died alone. Hallelujah. Well, the cross always read the love God had for me. When the Lord of glory had gave all on Calvary, he did it with a chance for me. Just for me. Jesus came and did for me. Help me.
Well, the cross will always represent the love God had for me. When the Lord of glory
that heaven
sent gave all. Jesus came and did it just for me.
Everybody said, just
for me. Just
for me.
Oh, Jesus came and did it just for me.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Came and did just. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Just for me, you died on Calvary. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, Jesus came. Did us. We're ever grateful, say now just for me. God on Calvary, hung you upon the tree, oh yes, baby.
Jesus
came, did it just for me, oh. But you rose again on the third day. Yes, you did. Yes.
Jesus came.
All right. All right. I see you have muted yourself. So
I had to because I started laughing with such glee in my heart, and I didn't want it to spill over into the music because I was trying to capture the Facebook and do the thing, and something said go to Instagram too, so I did. And what the first thing that popped up on my thread is my sister girl, Frenchie Davis, and she is having her own little isolation party right now in her bedroom. And, you know, folks are just making the best out of it. And as you mentioned, D-Nice, he's playing tonight, and he's just playing soul music through everything and just keeping people lifted. And she is having a ball, and, you know, and only the way that Frenchie can. If you scroll by her page, you'll see exactly why I'm laughing, smiling.
You know, she is a special person. If you don't follow Frenchie, you ought to be following Frenchie Davis. This is a time where people are looking for entertainment, and she is very entertaining.
She's a good time. I love her.
Which reminds me, I'm going to try to set up a live for us. Just to have one going. Let's see. I have to. So I'm going to play something and excuse my back for a minute. Well, it won't be my actual back because that would be bad. But I'm going to play a little bit more music, and while I try to set up the Instagram. How you doing? Oh, and for those of you just checking in on Instagram, we are playing a little gospel music tonight just to get you through, you know. And if you're looking for a little soul music, a little house music, a little dance music, a little, you know, party something, I recommend D-Nice because everybody is watching D-Nice right now, you know.
Yeah, he had the house full. He broke 100,000.
Wow.
Yesterday.
He's breaking the internet.
Yeah, he had a little bit of everybody from Michelle Obama to Oprah to everybody in there partying together and trying to stay lifted. Quite a few folks rolled through.
So that's what's up. Also, Mr. Tyler Perry has a video that is circulating.
Yes.
And he starts it off singing, he's got the whole world in his hand, and then there's some amazing artists who are also singing with him. So, you know, check it out. Just, you know, you go on the internet and you can find that, you know, so many people are trying to keep us lifted, and we do a good job, you know.
Don't we?
We make lemonade, we sing, we entertain, we do the whole thing. So, you know, I love us.
We go right back to our roots and just find a way. You know what I mean? We just dig deep and find a way.
Exactly. If you are watching on the Instagram feed that I just started, a couple of people have just joined. Hey, Kim Ford, what's up? I love you, baby. Been a long time. Easy Loving, Simply So-So, True Lounge, how y'all doing? Just so that you know, if you want, I mean, obviously you can see me on this Instagram feed, but if you want to see Therese also, you will have to go to the Facebook Live on the Sunday Evening Shout page. And I'm going to hook this thing up so I don't have to hold this phone while we do this. So I'm going to play another song right now. William Murphy. And then we're going to play a little. Oh, my goodness. It's already almost 8 o'clock. Look at time be flying.
Mm.
I'm going to play It's Working. And then we're going to do a little gospel house. How about that?
This is my season for grace, for favor,
fits in my seat to reap what I have sown. Fits in my seat for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
It's in my sleep.
To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say. This is my season. For grace. For what else? For favor. This is my season. To reap what I have sown. Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all. Everything is
working.
Marsha Hugs. She's watching on the Instagram there. So I want to take us out on an upbeat, which is what we talked about, right? And so You know what, Rezzy? This particular song, let me tell you. I've been looking for this song for a long, long time. I had forgotten. I had been looking for it, and then I forgot about it, which is really weird because you just don't forget music, right? But I had given up on it, and God, as soon as I heard it when you sent it to me, I said some words.
Can I share with you a funny situation that when I was first learning how to play the bass guitar was when I was a kid in summer camp, and my teacher at that time, the instructor, was one of my counselors. His name was Mr. Dennis, and Mr. Dennis taught me how to play this bass line as a kid. With Word. Little fingers trying to go through. He played a Fender
wow.
bass. And this was the first song that introduced me to that bass line. And you'll see what we're talking about in a minute. But, you know, I often think of him when I hear this song. And it was so uplifting. And I remember he, you know, used that to kind of coach the kids and kind of keep us lifted. So shout out to Mr. Dennis, wherever you are.
Shout out to Mr. Dennis. So let's do this. Let's play this song right here. Enjoy. And you know what? I can't do it because I would look foolish and everybody would see me. But y'all could do it because we can't see y'all. So get up and dance.
Thank you.
Hey, Tanya and Cheryl's watching too. But
hey, Cheryl.
Yes, yes. So I just want to again let everybody know that this is a good time to reflect and renew. Just, you know, take this time to look back over your life, see what you've been through, and see where you want to be, and start making the moves to get there. It's a great time to start doing something for yourself, for your community. Just plan it out, write it down, get it going. You know, you're here for a reason, and be worthy of the bullet that's coming to get you. And if you've been listening to me long enough, you know what I mean. And if you don't, you'll find out next time.
Yes.
So with that, I'm going to end this Instagram Live. I love you all. Mwah! Thank you so much for checking in. Peace. And I believe that Facebook cut me off. So I'm going to end the broadcast and just thank everybody for listening. And I'm going to be still popping up and doing shows until they'll figure it out eventually. But in the meanwhile, Blog Talk Radio, you can still catch us 347-996-5394 until such time as we don't do it that way. But we're going to do that. We're going to continue to do that. And God bless you all. I'm going to end this episode right there. And